Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If I'm going Top Gun songs that are best to drive with the windows down, is Danger Zone the one?
Yeah.
You don't want to rock Playing with the Boys? Kenny Loggins?
I don't think I know off the top of my head the other ones. I mean, I know.
That's the volleyball scene.
Yeah. Okay.
You could go just the Top Gun anthem, the opening stuff.
Yeah.
What's playing when Mavs ride in the motorcycle? You rip that one. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're playing some nice driving music for you. Before we get to the Brown Stadium thing, I was just toying with NFL.com prospect report. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. You might be shocked to find out we're talking about a couple wide receivers. Sorry.
Yeah, sometimes it just happens that way.
Just sorry. You know. So, Joe, NFL.com prospect report. Again, Matt Harmon of receptionperception.com, who I just re-upped my subscription, the godfather of receiver analysis for me, has not yet done his draft profiles. When he does, I'll lock in on who I want. But anyway, on Luther Burden, who we talked about a lot today because he's supposed to have been a really highly touted guy who slipped. He might fall out of the first round this year. Production wasn't very high. Played a lot in the slot. One of the weaknesses listed here is 75% of his catches were targeted inside of 10 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Pro Football Focus, which does not have to be a bad thing. The Bills' offense operates within 10 yards.
Yeah.
You also want somebody that can do more than that. But anyway, here are the strengths on Luther Burden as laid out by Lance Zierlein, NFL analyst. Early acceleration to bypass defenders, top end speed to stay ahead. Eludes route redirection to maintain vertical momentum. Natural playmaking skills and instincts. Stacks, tracks, and adjusts to deep balls like an outfielder. Operates with sudden, well-timed hands. Plucks throws cleanly and away from his frame. Body control and ball skills to make the difficult look easy. Multifaceted run after catch talent with dynamic results. Eliminates pursuit angles with the ball in his hands. If that guy can play on the outside,
yeah,
I'll take it.
I want that.
The Bills want.
I want that.
I don't know
lot.
If they want Luther Burden, but that skill set, mm-hmm. but can separate on the outside.
Yeah.
Just in case Josh Palmer isn't the caliber you needed, they need one more guy. So anyway, Luther Burden, he's falling out of the first round, and the Bills have 2 seconds. Or you're trying to tell me they take a running back? If Luther Burden is on the board and they take a running back, I swear. I will just, you know, move on with my day.
I see him going the first round all the time in mock drafts. The one I was talking about earlier where some of those receivers went a little later, he was like 21st off the board. Pittsburgh maybe was the pick for him. I'm just telling you, keep an eye on running back. It's the is it definitively the second most likely offensive position they draft on day one or two?
No.
All right, what's second?
It's
running back.
Guard.
No, it isn't.
Center.
They have all their backups. Sal's been mentioned every time we talk about offensive line. They have all their backups signed for multiple years, and all their starters and all their backups are coming back too.
Quarterback. I'd feel better about a quarterback than a running back.
Wow. In round two?
Yeah. That way you can trade them in the future.
Quarterback or running back?
Tight end. How about another tight end?
No, we don't. They don't need another tight end.
Hey, Quentin Morris is visiting the Lions.
They need a third string. You save that for the sixth round. Running back would play. Running back would play.
So, yesterday the Browns released a fly-through of a conceptual stadium that does not exist.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we have a stadium that looks to be, as you drive by it, like built, and we don't have a fly-through of that yet. It would be nice to have one. We don't, is what it is. So the Browns offered up this world-class enclosed stadium that the owner, the Haslam family, Jimmy and Dee Haslam, they say they are prepared to invest over $2 billion of their own money or private capital. Maybe that's other investors. $2 billion in private capital for this new stadium for the Browns that is in Brook Park, which is abutting the airport. It's right against the airport, mm-hmm. which makes me wonder, is the roof on it so you don't have to watch planes all day? Probably not. But anyway, this stadium, it's not just enclosed. It would be a transparent roof to maximize natural light, to provide an outdoor feel, and the first of its kind fan wall to celebrate the team's most passionate fans. That is a big step here. The first ever, the idea of an outdoor, you feel like you're outside when you're inside. How many other stadiums have that right now? You feel like you're outside when you're inside.
The Rams a little bit, right?
But that
that's
is turf.
Only on the side.
Sure, and that's turf. That's open
oh,
air,
right.
But that is covered.
Mm-hmm.
So where do I feel outside where I'm inside? Bills fans that have been on the road, you can give us a call on this.
Mm-hmm.
Is Arizona?
Arizona was the other one I was going to say.
That's retractable, and they have grass indoors.
The grass gets wheeled out.
Yeah,
grass grows outside, indoors. Then they wheel it in.
I will say the idea of the Browns playing in a dome stinks. It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And
anytime
any team throws out a fake dome, hey, look at this. You've got Bills fans ready to say, I can't believe they have that, and we have our new stadium without a roof. Like, they actually, the Browns don't have the stadium yet. Has not been agreed to. It's just some rendering.
No, there's legal stuff with the city, actually, because they're trying to build this thing in the suburbs.
Right.
And they're technically not allowed to leave the city.
That's right, because of the Modell law.
Yeah.
An Ohio law that placed conditions on how teams can leave their publicly financed facilities.
Yep.
So there's going to be lawsuits about if they can move to a suburb versus can they leave the city.
Half Bills fans can only, well, depends. Are your team dome? Because what's stronger? Is team dome always the same as downtown? Does it always feel like, I want a dome downtown, right?
Right.
The Browns are actually
dome in suburbs.
They would be leaving a waterfront stadium downtown
right.
to go out to a suburb 30 minutes away.
To the airport.
So you'd almost feel like you're getting, like a Bills fan would be getting, this is half of their dream, maybe. Not the full thing, because they're actually leaving where you might want it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It might just be all this just posing and threats.
Oh, right? For sure.
It's definitely...
It's worth pointing out the reason this fly-through exists is to generate momentum for this stadium that is, you know...
They want to get people excited and get on board with it publicly.
And the Bills, if they did want some sort of virtual fly-through, it would just be to build hype for a stadium that is already being built. It wouldn't be... To kind of, you know, push the idea.
Is Houston, did you mention Houston? Houston is another one of these, but they're actually retractable. Like, that kind of feels like you're outside. Maybe not.
And they're talking about a new stadium in Houston.
Oh, in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Because the whole building is glass, right?
It's very much open air. Right. It looks bright.
Yeah. It's all natural light.
But one common answer I saw yesterday, after tweeting out this Browns thing, by common, it might be five people. You've got some Bills fans that, I say this lovingly, the concept of a nice stadium to them is so foreign that they think the one that's about to be debuted in 2026, the new Highmark, ours is going to be outdated before it opens. Like, you are out of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You are so poisoned by the idea that we can never have a nice thing that you think that the nice thing that they're building isn't going to be nice. You've lived 30, 40, 50 years at current Highmark. You are going to step into a time machine.
Mm-hmm.
I am convinced, my hot take is that, what percentage here? 70% of the people that are mad that it's not a dome will get over it very quickly.
Yeah.
I'm of the belief it's going to be incredible. It's going to be perfect. I don't want a roof. I'm thrilled it doesn't have a roof. I would be mad about a roof. I'm glad it doesn't have a roof. And, of course, worth mentioning, the biggest difference between the Browns and the Bills, I mean, again, the stadium is not real, and the owner has just said they're prepared to. They have not actually done it. The Browns owner is offering up $2 billion. If the Bills owners had offered $2 billion, you might have a dome downtown. Yeah. But they didn't, and the negotiation was far from $2 billion in private capital. They might end up getting to a pretty big number with costs overrun.
Mm-hmm.
But... The Browns are saying $2 billion in private capital raised. Okay. And they're asking for $1.2 billion. So it's a $3.2 billion idea next to an airport.
Right.
Looks nice.
It looks amazing.
It looks cool.
It doesn't even really look like a stadium. Looks more like a what? Like a mega complex. Because there's a lot of buildings like all around the stadium, too, that I don't think are in existence right now. Villa, maybe, or like plaza around it.
Yep. So anyway, I'm fine with the stadium. I'm fine with where it's going to be. I'm fine with how it's being built. I think it's going
to
be great.
This really would, if the Browns were to execute this, it would be, other than Minnesota, it would really be the only other cold weather team that would be building a dome. Everyone else is outdoors.
Detroit.
Oh, okay, right, Detroit. Okay, so two.
Right.
But New England's outside, and Pittsburgh, and Cleveland for now, and Philly, and New York, and
I guess Indy you could include
Seattle.
Here.
Maybe.
And also,
if you go that far south, Cincinnati's outdoors.
Kansas City is consistently colder for January football than Buffalo is. The Chiefs have had more cold games and colder games. And I think that there's like this Chicken Little, the sky is falling mentality. Oh, it's going to be great when the Bills are cost a Super Bowl because they don't have a dome. Like, okay, sure. Last time there was a blizzard during a game, they won 35-10. You know, like, okay, I'm sitting here and just panic all day. Last time they lost at home in the playoffs, it was the Chiefs. It was nice out.
Mm-hmm.
The time before that, it snowed, and Joe Burrow and the Bengals had no trouble scoring 27 points. Like, I don't have the brain power or the room. I worry about enough things. I worry about plenty of things. Worrying about the Bills being cost a Super Bowl because of a blizzard is can't get in my top 1,000 worries.
If you're someone that believes that's been one of their problems, Bean has put voice. He talked about this. I heard him on the Pat McAfee show last week or 2 weeks ago. It was the Combine, where he agreed with the idea that I don't think that our early contending teams with Josh Allen were built for Buffalo enough. That they weren't physical enough, that when they had to go to the run game, it wasn't good enough. So look how they build the team now. The line has a ton of investment in it. They draft running backs all the time, right? They did run the ball more last year. So if you're someone that thought, okay, they too finesse, not built to play in the cold, aren't they good now on that? Aren't you good? They did it. They built a line. They have a run game. Their quarterback is a power back, too, if you want it on top of it. He has the biggest arm that can throw through the wind more than the noodle arm quarterbacks that are throwing ducks. Purdy couldn't do anything, right?
Yep.
Last year in the snow, and Allen could do a little.
I mean,
Jones couldn't do anything in the wind a couple years ago. Allen could do a little. So every element of, the weather is a deterrent. Well, your team has apparently taken that on and done a better job of building around
That's right. And there's a little bit of irony there because, you know, the Bills are probably going to be good no matter what as long as Josh Allen's on the team. But I think the bigger threat to their potential having the best team they could is fearing the blizzard and building for it more so than the blizzard is.
Right.
Personally. I mean, those early Josh Allen teams, which ones? The ones that the 13 seconds team? That one? That one looked like it was ready to go. That didn't get derailed by a blizzard.
Right.
So, anyway. The Browns and their new stadium, which is not real.
No, it isn't.
Not yet. It might. All right. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Get to Extendo Sports, the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.